Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Island Where Everything Slows Down. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Island Where Everything Slows Down. Little Luna sits on a piece of old driftwood that floats on the calm sea. The wood is smooth and warm under her hands. She wears her soft blue pajamas with tiny stars on them. The sun is setting far away, painting the sky pink and orange. Luna feels very safe on her floating wood. The water moves so slowly around her. Splash, splash, splash. Each wave is like a gentle whisper. Luna looks ahead and sees something magical. There is an island appearing in the distance. It looks fuzzy and dreamy, like it's made of soft clouds. The island only comes out when the sun goes to sleep. Luna's driftwood boat moves toward it, slow and steady. She can smell something sweet in the air. It smells like flowers and the sea mixed together. Luna smiles. She knows this is a very special place. Luna's driftwood touches the soft sand of the island beach. The sand feels like tiny silk under her bare feet. She steps off her wooden boat and onto the shore. Everything here moves so very slowly. The waves come to the beach like they are sleepy too. Swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. They sound like a lullaby. Luna looks up at the tall grass that grows near the water. The grass moves back and forth, back and forth. It looks like the whole island is breathing. In and out, in and out. The air feels warm and cozy, like a soft blanket. Luna can smell honeysuckle flowers somewhere nearby. The sweet smell makes her feel happy and calm. She starts to walk along the beach. Her feet sink just a little bit into the cool sand. Each step feels like walking on a cloud. As Luna walks, she sees a little red crab sitting on a rock. The crab's name is Copper, and he lives on this slow island. Copper moves one claw up, 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 then he stops. He stays very still for a long time. Then slowly, slowly, he moves his other claw. Luna watches him and smiles. Even the crabs here know how to be slow and peaceful. She sits down next to Copper on the warm rock. The rock feels smooth and comfortable. Luna and Copper sit together, not saying anything. They just listen to the quiet sounds around them. The wind makes a soft whoosh sound. The waves make their sleepy swoosh sound. Somewhere a piece of wood creaks very slowly. These are the only sounds on the island. There are no loud noises here, no rushing or hurrying. Luna feels her body starting to relax, just like Copper the Crab. Luna gets up from the rock and waves goodbye to Copper. She walks deeper into the island. Above her head, there are trees with big, soft leaves. One leaf is falling from a tree branch. but it falls so very slowly. Luna stops to watch it. The leaf spins and turns as it comes down. It looks like it's dancing in the air. Down, down, down it goes. Luna has time to count to 10 before the leaf finally touches the ground. When it lands, it makes no sound at all. It just settles softly on the earth, like a feather. Luna picks up the leaf. It's smooth and green, and it smells like growing things. She holds it gently in her hand. Everything on this island is gentle. Everything takes its time. Luna is learning to take her time too. She walks slower than before, enjoying each step she takes. Luna comes to a small stream that runs through the island. The water in the stream moves like honey, thick and slow. Bubble, bubble, bubble. The stream makes the softest sounds. There are smooth stones in the water. Luna can see tiny fish swimming, but they swim so slowly she can watch each move they make. Swish. Their tails go back and forth. Their fins wave like little flags in a gentle breeze. Luna sits by the stream and puts her hand in the water. It feels cool and nice. The water moves around her fingers like silk ribbons. She cups some water in her hands and lets it drip back into the stream. Each drop takes a long time to fall. Plip, plop, plip, plop. Luna feels very peaceful sitting here. Her breathing becomes slow and deep, just like everything else on the island. Luna stands up and keeps walking toward the middle of the island. She passes a meadow full of soft flowers. The flowers are white and yellow and pink. They smell sweet, like the honeysuckle she smelled before. The flowers don't stand up straight. They lean and bend in the slow wind. Some flowers are closing their petals because nighttime is coming. They close so slowly that Luna can watch it happen. The petals fold in, one by one, like they are getting ready for bed too. Luna touches one of the flowers gently. It feels soft, like velvet. A butterfly lands on another flower nearby. The butterfly is pale blue and moves its wings so slowly. Up, down, up, down. It looks like the butterfly is saying good night to each flower. Luna says good night to the flowers too. Good night, pretty flowers, she whispers. As Luna walks further, she meets a wise old turtle named Sage. Sage sits under a big tree, moving his head very, very slowly to look at Luna. His eyes are kind and gentle. Hello, little one, Sage says, in a voice that sounds like a soft breeze. Welcome to our slow island. Luna sits down next to Sage. She feels very safe with him. Sage tells her about the island in his slow, quiet voice. Here, we never hurry, he says. Here, we take time to notice everything, the way the grass grows, the way the clouds move, the way our hearts beat. Luna listens carefully. She can feel her own heart beating slowly and steadily in her chest. Thump, thump, thump. Sage shows Luna how to breathe slowly. in and out. Luna copies him. She feels even more relaxed now. Luna says goodbye to Sage and continues her slow walk. The sky is getting darker now, and stars are starting to appear. Each star seems to twinkle slowly, like it's winking at Luna. She looks up and sees the moon. The moon is big and silver and smiling. Its light makes everything on the island glow softly. Luna's shadow moves slowly beside her as she walks. She waves at her shadow, and it waves back slowly too. Everything has a shadow friend here. The trees have shadow friends. The rocks have shadow friends. Even the flowers have shadow friends. Luna likes how peaceful her shadow friend is. It never hurries or rushes. It just follows along, slow and steady. Luna feels like she belongs here on this magical island where everything takes its time. Luna comes to a little hill covered in soft moss. The moss feels like a thick green carpet under her feet. She climbs the hill slowly, taking one step at a time. At the top, she can see the whole island spread out below her. She can see the beach where she started. She can see the stream and the meadow and all the trees. Everything looks peaceful and dreamy in the moonlight. The tide at the shore barely moves. The waves come in and go out so slowly that Luna can hardly tell they're moving at all. A gentle wind blows across the island. It makes the grass whisper soft secrets. Luna sits on the mossy hill and looks around. She feels so calm and happy. Her eyes are starting to feel heavy. The island is making her sleepy in the nicest way. She yawns a slow, long yawn. Luna walks down the other side of the hill. She's walking even slower now. Her legs feel heavy and relaxed. Her arms swing slowly by her sides. She comes to a grove of trees that smell like vanilla and lavender. The trees make a circle, and in the middle is the most comfortable-looking spot Luna has ever seen. It's a hollow in the ground, filled with the softest, palest sand. The sand looks silver in the moonlight. It looks like a perfect bed, made just for her. Luna walks to the edge of the sandy hollow. She can hear all the gentle sounds of the island. The slow waves, the soft wind, the quiet creaking of wood. A nightbird makes a low, peaceful sound somewhere far away. Ho, ho, ho. All these sounds blend together like a lullaby. Luna feels so sleepy now. So peaceful, so safe. Luna steps into the soft, sandy hollow. The sand is warm and welcomes her feet. She sits down in the middle of the circle. The sand shapes itself around her like it's giving her a hug. Luna lies down on her back and looks up at the stars. They seem closer here, twinkling slowly like sleepy eyes. The sand feels better than any bed she's ever been in. It holds her gently, like loving arms. Luna pulls some of the warm sand over her legs like a blanket. she feels so cozy and protected. The island seems to be humming a lullaby just for her. All the slow sounds blend together. The waves, the wind, the creaking wood, the whispering grass. Luna's eyes grow heavier and heavier. She can barely keep them open now. Everything on the island is slow. Everything on the island is safe. Luna feels herself becoming part of the island's gentle rhythm. Luna, eyes close slowly, slowly, slowly. Her breathing becomes as soft as a whisper. In and out, in and out. She feels the island holding her like a gentle friend. The sand keeps her warm and cozy. The trees whisper goodnight songs. The waves sing sleepy lullabies. Even her heart beats slowly and peacefully now. Thump, thump, thump. Luna smiles in her sleep. She dreams of slow butterflies and gentle crabs and wise turtles. She dreams of falling leaves and silver moonlight. In her dreams, she is still on the magical island where everything moves slowly and safely. The island will keep her safe all night long. When the sun comes up, the island will fade away like a happy dream. But Luna will always remember this special place where everything slows down, where everything is peaceful, where everything is just right. Luna sleeps deeply and safely, rocked by the island's gentle love.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.